This book is definitely different from any of the previous 40 titles I've written, and it is quite probably very different from anything you've ever read. Virtually all nonfiction books are about learning something. This book is about learning itself. Everything known by us as individuals, or us collectively as a society, has been learned. Therefore, we can say all knowledge is a result of learning. But there is very little knowledge about learning. If we were to divide everything we have learned throughout our lives into two basic categories, these categories would be things we have learned through our formal education and things we have learned informally. This book is similarly divided, as I have written the odd-numbered chapters and my esteemed co-author Dr. Raymond Hull has written the even chapters. I am very pleased and privileged to once again be collaborating with Dr. Hull. We were introduced by a friend and colleague at the U.S. Department of Education, Joanne McCann. Our work seems totally dissimilar at first glance, but meshes beautifully upon further examination. Our previous co-authored titles include The Art of Communication and The Art of Presentation. While communication and presentation were complex and broad topics to reduce to writing, they pale in comparison to the vague and mysterious concept of learning. If we look at the prospect of formal learning, few people anywhere have had more experience as a student or a teacher than Dr. Hull. A brief glance at his credentials listed in this book will attest to his experience and expertise in formal learning. I, on the other hand, while proud of my college degree and university education, have learned most of what I know and share through my books, movies, syndicated columns, and speeches informally through a process we commonly refer to as life. Much learning comes from making mistakes and then becoming aware of how to overcome the same pitfall in the future. Mature learning can come from mistakes made by others and communicated to us directly or through our formal education. Some people can simply read about how long it takes paint to dry and then be empowered to avoid wet paint. Other people must be told by the painter to not touch the wet paint. And some of us don't get the message until we touch the wall and find our hand covered in wet paint. However we come by information and internalize it, learning is the process that elevates us all. If you want to get ahead in life and pursue what might be called success, there will inevitably be a great deal of learning required, no matter what field of endeavor you might pursue. Similarly, we as a society emerged from the Stone Age and enjoy many modern miracles because of our combined and collective learning. Formal education allows us to begin our practical learning as we stand on the shoulders of those who have gone before us. Then we are equipped to launch out into our life's work with knowledge gained from previous generations. As an entrepreneur myself, I often write and give speeches about business. The whole world seems to be looking for one of those quantum leap ideas that can change the world and give them personal and financial success. The only thing required to have a great idea is to go through your daily routine, wait for something bad to happen, and ask yourself one simple question. How could I have avoided that? The answer to that question is invariably a great idea. The only thing required to turn your great idea you have learned experientially into a great business is to ask yourself one further question. How could I help other people avoid that problem? All great improvement, development, and success comes from solving problems and helping others to solve their problems. Problem solving is the end result of learning, and learning in the practical world comes from problem solving. I hope this book will not only teach you about the process of formal and informal learning, but will propel you into the lifelong quest for knowledge, information, and wisdom. When we learn something, we can change our lives. When we teach someone what we have learned, we can change their lives. But when we teach people to teach, we can change the whole world.